It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and Talent Stream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good afternoon. Scott Luton here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio. Welcome to the show. Today, as you can hear, we're broadcasting live from the 2019 AME Lean Summit right here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're proud to be a media partner and sponsor of the event where we're going to be interviewing, starting with today's session, this session here, a variety of the participants, manufacturing leaders, exhibitors, you name it. Friendly reminder, you can find our Supply Chain Now Radio replays on a variety of channels, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and, of course, our friends over at Business Radio X. As always, we'd love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. All right, so today, this lead-off session here at the 2019 AME Lean Summit, can't miss event, we have got Jason Moss, founder and CEO of the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. Jason, good afternoon.
Hey, Scott. Glad to be here, man.
It's the first time we've ever spoken, huh?
Yeah, I think this is all new to me. It's pretty cool.
Well, so right now, kind of over our shoulder, so to speak, Jason, we've got, I think, round robin speed networking going on, right?
Right. Yep. Yep.
So we probably have about 150 different manufacturing folks from a variety of sectors, a variety of functional areas, for that matter, across the country. I think we got 20 or 25 folks that came in from California. So really a neat group as we're in this lead-off session to the AME 2019 Lean Summit here in Atlanta. So let's dive into you. Let's talk okay. Jason Moss. So before we talk about the GMA, tell us, give us some background. Tell us about yourself.
You know, I'm a local Georgia boy. I was actually talking to somebody from Griffin just a few minutes ago, and very, very seldom do I find anybody that came from where I was born, right. Believe it or not. And but yeah, from Griffin, moved around quite a bit growing up and spent a little time in the Air Force. While I was there, I loaded bombs on F-16s. Mm. I kind of joke a little bit. That's not something that not a lot of demand for that on the outside, you know, once you get out. Maybe not the best career move.
I wouldn't mind having F-16 some days in traffic here.
Yeah, I could load up a few, you know. I mean, unless Delta gets really, really mad at Southwestern. I was kind of out of luck for a job once I got out. But got into the engineering industry as a CAD draftsman and kind of built a career around that and got into software sales. And what I saw was an opportunity for a place where people could get together and learn from each other in the manufacturing space. Mm. And so that kind of leads into sort of what I do.
Well, it's a perfect lead-in because now – years and years after founding the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance, you're helping folks learn, you're helping folks connect, you're helping folks improve and grow their businesses, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So let's talk about your current role with GMA.
Yeah, as the CEO of the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance, we founded the organization back in 2011 with the sole focus is to help support and grow manufacturing in the state. And we do that through providing plant tours, networking events, and educational sessions. Last year, as a matter of fact, we had a little over 3,500 people attend events that we hosted, and wow. We hosted 120 events statewide. And we don't do events just to do events. We do events with a focus of helping industry professionals have the opportunity to see world-class manufacturing in action so that they can maybe take some of those best practices and put them to work in their business as well.
Over 3,500 attendees and over 120 events.
Correct.
Man, yep. Yeah. You have a clone?
I don't
somewhere?
Sleep a lot. You know, I run on sunshine and a lot of coffee.
So elaborate a little bit more on the mission of the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance in terms of, you know, what you jump out of bed to do every day.
Yeah, I tell you, it's really fun to be able to see. I mean, I'm a big fan of the TV show How It's Made, right? So I get to live that world every day. You know, I tell my son, yeah, I'm a professional coffee drinker. I get a chance to go around and drink everybody else's coffee. But more importantly, get the opportunity to see kind of how things are made and see how really, really smart people come up with solutions to tough challenges. And when you're able to be in that environment, it's cool. And it also, because of the way that we're structured by taking these folks in and out of these facilities, we give people the opportunity to learn from each other and build a peer group. You know, I mean, part of it is seeing best practices, but also have an opportunity for manufacturers to connect with each other. And so they've got somebody else that they can lean on if they got questions or running into any challenges.
And benchmarking is such, I mean, historically benchmarking, which is a big part of, you know, bouncing ideas and best practices,
yep,
and things that are working and the problems and challenges that we have. You know, that's such a big piece, it seems like, of the GMA community and in terms of the events. You know, the 120-plus events y'all did last year, a lot of those offered up that benchmarking, that market intelligence, industry intelligence gathering, of course, networking.
Right.
Because if folks do anything within GMA, they're making connections, right?
That's the plan.
And you've got a saying you shared. So kidding aside, when we opened this up, Jason and I talked about how this is the first time we ever chatted. We've been friends and collaborators for years and years and years. And I won't tell you any stories. Or
we'll save those for later.
But, Jason, you've got a phrase about, you know, never stop connecting.
So in sales, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, so one of the terms that people use is ABC, always be closing. And I've got a little different mentality. I think you need to always be connecting. And, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, you've heard the old saying is it really doesn't matter what you know, but, you know, who you know. Mm. But I believe that it goes a little bit further than that. I believe it's not as much about what you know or who you know, but really who knows you. And if you don't put yourself out in the places where you have the opportunity to make new connections, you know, when the time comes and you might need to lean on your network, if you don't have one already built, it's tough to be building one, you know, from scratch. So,
that's right.
So we give folks the opportunity to build that network, to meet each other, to have those professional connections in a comfortable environment.
Is coffee for closers and connectors, right?
That's right.
Coffee is only for connectors. Love it. All right. So we've talked a little about you. We've talked a little about the GMA and the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. So how did you get plugged into AME? What role are you playing here at this event?
Yes, yeah, we put together a few years ago an organization called the Joint Industry Association of Georgia, and that was, you know, through the collaboration that I had with Apex and Scott when you were the president of Apex Atlanta and the Society of Manufacturing Engineers. We found that there was some great events going on around the state supporting manufacturing, and you know, I saw some things at Apex, man, I would love to get my team plugged in. And so we connected with Apex, the leadership at Apex and SME, and said, you know, let's put this thing together and see if we can support each other. By doing that, we saw that membership in everybody's association grew and attendance at everybody's events increased. And as a result of that, you know, we were able to cross-pollinate the groups, because used to you go to an Apex event, there's a room full of Apex folks,
right,
you know, talking operations over in the corner. And you go to SME and you had a room full of manufacturing engineers kind of hanging out talking about, you know, that space.
Those are the cool folks.
Right, of course. But when you mix those up and you throw some plant managers and some purchasing folks and some, you know, from GMA and mix those groups, we saw that changes the dynamics, but it adds a lot more flavor to the networking opportunity. And since then, we've grown the concept of the Joint Industry Association. We've got 18 associations across the state of Georgia that support manufacturing in some way. And by collaborating, helping these organizations connect with each other, it brings more awareness.
Right.
And one of those associations is AME. And Larry Fast was kind of my contact into GMA and the joint industry. And I saw the things that were going on with AME. And AME, of course, is so well known in the industry. You know, it's they leave a pretty big, pretty high mark on the wall to follow as far as associations. And they told me a little bit about this event. We've been working with Larry for several years, and he's been posting events on the Georgia manufacturing calendar. Mm. Every time AME's got things in town, you know, we share that calendar. But he told us a little bit about this, and we were excited to be a sponsor and help promote this event across the state of Georgia and get it in front of some new folks.
Yep.
So, but that was sort of my connection to AME.
Well, you know, want to also talk about your role in this event. I mean, you know, so if you haven't checked out the Lean Summit here in Atlanta, the AME Lean Summit, not only is there workshops, not only is there networking, but one of the big value propositions is all the plant tours that's available.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And my understanding is that you helped make the introductions and connect the dots to help you know, the Lean Summit establish some of those plant tours, which is fantastic because that's a big thing that GMA does, a ton of plant tour opportunities. Mm-hmm. So what is, why, in your words, Jason, why are plant tours so important?
Yeah, I tell you, the plant tours, we were touring Tim's facility over at Horaeus and Buford a while back, and he was charged with helping coordinate a lot of the plant tours for this event. We dug in and said, you know, he came to us and said, could you help open up a few doors? And we had a few conversations, and we're glad to help support. Anytime that we can showcase Georgia manufacturers and what they do, man, we want to help with it. And we knew that we were going to be bringing in people from all over the country that we didn't have access to share these best practices and ideas. And so we thought it was a perfect fit, and we're glad to be able to support in that way. But when you give the industry professionals the opportunity, again, to see world-class manufacturing in action and talk to the industry professionals that made it happen, that gives you things that you can't pick up in a class anywhere. That gives you real-world experience. It gives you the opportunity to talk to the folks, not only just to talk about the successes, but also talk about the failures, talk about the landmines that they avoided, you know, or maybe they walk through and they'll guide them a different way to help them step around. Because, you know, I believe that the rising tide lifts all ships. And when you get a spirit of collaboration working together, and you get companies and industry professionals working together, again, that rising tide lifts all ships and helps everybody, not just in Georgia, but across the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And going back to the Joint Industry Association, I think there's a lot of parallels of what you just shared there that apply to that. You know, back in we'll pick on 1987. I seem to always pick on 1987. But, you know, back in those days, the associations, there was very little collaboration, you know, either you with SME or APICS or AME or what have you. And they really clung to themselves, kind of the point you were illustrating. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, there's so much missed opportunity when folks don't kind of progressively collaborate. And so thankfully here in 2019, you mentioned APICS. We've been a longtime APICS volunteer. There's a ton of progressive collaboration. And really, entities like the Joint Industry Association of Georgia help to fuel and facilitate and make that easier.
Exactly.
And everyone wins when these ideas get intermingled outside of our own little corners of the world, right?
Right. You can only grow it as big as you can see it. And when you start mixing these things up and getting those different perspectives, it makes a huge difference.
Daniel Absolutely. Barton. She's got a bigger microphone than I do. Yeah. I can't help it. So more generally speaking, what manufacturing trend in the industry have you been tracking more than others?
Industry 4.0 is pretty hot. You know, that's a common conversation. We've got, at our summit, we've got six primary targets that we're going to try to cover in our educational sessions. And the one that I think probably pulls the most excitement and enthusiasm is workforce development. You know, and everybody's got different challenges trying to figure out how to skin that cat.
Yep.
But we're going to talk about the things that do work.
Georgia Manufacturing Summit, October
the 9th.
I should know that. Yep. I should have it stenciled because we're going to be there. We're going to be broadcasting live. Yep. We're going to be continuing our partnership. Mm-hmm. As our listeners may know, we kicked off the Today in Manufacturing series in conjunction with the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance last month.
Yeah.
And we're continuing that May 22nd. We're doing two more episodes. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. And, of course, being at the summit on October 10th.
Yep, October 9th. October 9th. If you get there on the 10th, man, you missed it. Just saying.
October 9th, the Georgia Manufacturing Summit. Don't miss it. All right, so how do folks, if they're interested, how can they get connected with GMA and learn more?
Yeah, it's real simple. If you go to georgiamanufacturing.com, it'll take you right to the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance page. georgiamanufacturing.com, if you want to get a hold of me, my email is jason@georgiamanufacturing.com. The website has a link to the summit. It's got a link to the awards program, which is a really big, really big program that we've got to celebrate the people of manufacturing. And that's the easiest way to get a hold of us. Our office number, if you want to call us direct, it's 770-338-0051.
All right. Fantastic. Jason, always a pleasure.
Scott, thank you so much for having me on.
You bet. We've been talking with Jason Moss, founder and CEO of the Georgia Manufacturing Alliance. as we continue our coverage here at the 2019 AME Lean Summit right here in Atlanta, the Supply Chain City. All right. Good afternoon again. Scott Luton here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio as we continue our coverage of the 2019 AME Lean Summit right here in Atlanta. We are proud to be a media partner and sponsor of the event, and we're interviewing a variety of manufacturing leaders, industry leaders, the participants, the exhibitors, the sponsors all here of this great event. Friendly reminder, you can find our Supply Chain Now Radio replays on a variety of channels, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts was a new one for me. Business Radio X, of course, as always, would love to have you subscribe so you don't miss anything. So let's welcome this session's guest. We're having Mike Burns join us. Mike is a MOS facilitator with McKee Foods. So, Mike, good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon to you, too.
Glad you are here. Appreciate your sponsorship of the event. And, you know, your company, as I was sharing in the warm-up, holds a special place in my heart. We went through a ton of, for us, it was, and if you're and listeners, if you're not making a connection, McKee Foods, the Little Debbie line of snack foods is part of their portfolio.
Yeah, Little Debbie, Sunbelt. So we do granola. We do some cereals. We have Drake's in the, if you're in the Northeast. So we have several different brands that we have underneath our McKee umbrella, family owned.
Love it. Well, in Aiken, South Carolina, it was all about fudge rounds. Fudge rounds and Swiss cake rolls.
Yeah.
So it's really neat to make this connection and kind of see the different side of the McKee Foods organization. So before we dive into McKee Foods and what you do there, give us a little background. How did you get to where you are now?
So I actually live in the town where the plant was. It was built whenever I was a kid. I grew up like you, eating the Little Debbie's, Swiss rolls. Used to love to unroll them things and eat them. Nutty bars, you tore them apart and eat them by layers.
There you go.
So I did that. Ended up getting a job there as a young man, I guess, in my early 20s. Mm. And I've been there 25 years now.
25 years.
Yeah,
okay.
Come up. We have a lot of long-term employees come up through the plant, being actually started in sanitation, went to production and management, and then worked myself into being a facilitator now, trying to change minds and hearts and trying to improve our processes.
It's a lot easier to break apart those Swiss cake rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, so let's talk about your current role. So MOS facilitator. First off, what does MOS stand for at McKee?
I say that, and then I was like, well, MOS, what does that really mean? So it's an acronym for McKee Operating Systems. It's based on we have principles that we've developed out, and we have different, reasons why you would follow these different ones: employee satisfaction, process centered, different ones. And we talk about whenever you're looking at them principles, you need to think about what can I do to help promote this principle. Mm. It's basically a culture driven principle system. So we're trying to change our culture from a more hierarchical company to more principle driven. And we want it to be from the top down. So senior management, the family that actually owns the company, started the company, is involved heavily. It's controlled by them, and they see this. It's really passionate about it and are leading this change.
Mm. What? So how long have you been plugged into AME?
The first time I came was whenever I think it was 2013 when they first started this regional one here in the Southeast. I came. I've been to each one of these regional events and a few of the international events, but McKee has been involved pretty much. They've sent someone every time to this event, this okay. regional event. So.
And, Mike, you were talking about your team's approach because you've got a slew of team members here. Tell our listeners how you are at tackling. And, you know, you can swap out the name. A lot of these events, the plant tours look differently. The programming might look differently. But in terms of offering workshops and best practice sessions, that makes up a lot of these types of events. What's your team's plan of attack here? You were telling me a little bit earlier.
Yeah, so I was telling you earlier, what we did is we divided up our team, and we're sending a group or at least one person to each one of the tours and each one of the training breakout sessions. And then we're going to get together afterwards before we go home and meet and talk about what we all got out of that, share our experiences, share our learnings, and get together and develop out an action plan. And in each person, sort of kind of how we look at it is, what can I do to enact change when I go back? So each one will have their own plan. They'll go back and work out through that plan, and then we'll meet again in about a month and talk and work through them, coach them on how that's going and what else they can do.
Love it. So your role this week, mainly you gave a
testimonial
earlier, right? And then, of course, y'all are sponsoring. Are you going to be going out to the plant tours? Do you already have your schedule lined up?
Yeah. That's probably my biggest thing. I mean, not that the breakout sessions aren't important. I feel they are too. But to me, my biggest thing is go to the Gemba, see what's going on, see what other people have done, what challenge they have, how they've tackled them challenges to me is big, because everybody has challenges, but it's good to see how they've tackled them, because a lot of times you may go to a place and they have a different way of looking at it. So you can look at that and learn from that. So I'm more of a student of lean, I guess is how I would say it. So we come and try to learn from others and look at their examples and then help us to improve ourselves.
Okay. Going to the Gemba.
Yep.
I love that, because that is where the value is. For our listeners that may not know what the Gemba is, share that with you.
So Gemba is a Japanese word for where the work is done. So you basically go to where people are actually working. I know on our groups, I told them specifically if they could talk to the operators on the lines and the plants they go into, because them are people that are actually doing the work, and that's where your pulse is. That's where they're going to give you the true what's going on. So.
Yep, love it. All right, so let's talk about plant tours. You mentioned that's kind of what you're looking forward to the most. Let's move more broadly. So generally speaking, you know, what manufacturing trends have you been tracking more than others here lately, Mike?
So I would say turnover of employees, retention, training of employees is really big, something that we as McKee have been looking at. We have an active A3 in our HR department trying to look at that. We've got a piece in the AME magazine about
Target magazine, right?
Yeah, Target magazine about that, about our HR department and what they're doing. So that's been really important to us.
So if I understood you earlier, y'all have a lot of tenure within your organization, but you're trying to figure out a way to how to improve, continue to improve retention and keep turnover low, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, as our workforce ages, for one thing, we're going to get new employees. Plus, we're growing, and as you grow, you obviously have to have new employees. So we have to have a really good way to handle bringing new people on board, being able to retain them, listen to what they have to say, how that is different than the way it has in, you know, employees have been there a long time. They bring a different point of view and a different thought of how they're doing things. So that's all really important.
Yep. Fantastic. It's interesting because tenure can be, it is such a great advantage, but on the flip side, you know, the most dangerous words in business is, but that's how we have always done it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of double-edged sword, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was actually one of the breakouts here. We were discussing that, actually, how that can be a concern about, you know, you go into a place. I was talking to some of the other people, and they were a vendor, and they were talking about they go into some places, and the biggest thing they have problems with is somebody said, well, we've always done it that way, and that's just the way we've done it, and so why would we want to change? And their question was like, well, do you like how it's going right now, or, you know, why else are we here to help you? And so, that's really a key, I think, to think of how you can change things. You've got to keep up. We talk about jumping the S-curve. That's another
jumping the S curve.
It's a book that some of us have read. So it talks about industry goes along, you have growth, and then you could sort of kind of level out, and you may even have a decline. But you need to change the way you do some things so you can go up and grow and improve some more. So basically, there's two curves of growth that meet with. An S basically at the bottom and the top meet together.
Leveling the S curve. Love it. Well, so folks, if they want to learn more about the organization, they go to mckeefoods.com, right?
Yes.
mckeefoods.com. And now what part of you travel into Atlanta from where?
So we're out of Northwest Arkansas from our plant. We have some in Collegedale, Tennessee. We have one in Stuart Straff, Virginia as well. So.
Okay. And there's opportunities. There's jobs at McKee Foods, right?
Yeah, there's some online. Whenever you go online, you can apply and look for jobs there as well.
Fantastic. And, again, that address, URL, is mckeefoods.com, mckeefoods.com. Good stuff. Well, we've been chatting with Mike Burns, MOS facilitator with McKee Foods, a legendary company, at least in my childhood, and it's a pleasure to kind of reconnect and hear on the business side. So thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks so much, Scott.
We've got a slew of upcoming APIX classes. If you're looking to get your supply chain certification, CSCP, CLTD, boot camps at Georgia Tech, starting our next round is the week of June 24th. Supply Chain Now Radio are proud media partners of EFT's 3PL and Supply Chain Summit in Atlanta, June 10th through the 12th. We're going to be broadcasting live there thanks to Becker Logistics. You can check them out at beckerlogistics.com. Be sure to check out other upcoming events, replays of our interviews, and other resources at supplychainnowradio.com. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, all the other leading sites where podcasts can be found. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss anything. On behalf of the entire Supply Chain Now Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you all the best. Stay tuned. Our next interview here from the 2019 AME Lean Summit is right around the corner. Thanks, everybody.